Daisy and I both froze. You see, that was all wrong. It was the middle of a lesson, one which Daisy and I were missing, and so no one should have been wandering around the school grounds so quietly. Luckily, we were still hidden behind our rack of discarded coats at the very back of the room. No one looking in could see us, and that was what saved us. The door opened all the way. There was a moment of utter silence. And then Miss Griffin said,
"Daisy? Hazel? Where are you girls?"
I could feel Daisy's hands gripping mine and hear our breathing and our hearts. They sounded as loud as shouting, and I was shaking so hard that I imagined Miss Griffin seeing clouds of dust flying up off the coats around us. She had come to find us. She knew! Miss Lepet must have told her we had been looking for the earring. She was going to kill us, I thought frantically, and then bury us next to Miss Bell in the woods and tell our parents that we had run away. I thought I had been afraid of the murderer before, during our investigation. But I never knew until that moment how much I did not want to be dead.
"Girls," called Miss Griffin again. "Girls, are you in there? Come on out. I've got a lovely surprise for you."
I could not have felt more terrified if she'd have said, "Come out so I can murder you."
"Miss Lepet told me there'd been a misunderstanding. She gave you the wrong impression earlier. Come on, girls, come out. I can explain."
It felt so strange to disobey a mistress, but we did not come out.